我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Before we start, let's start with a word of prayer.
天父，天父，我们谢谢你，我们可以来到你面前去敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come before you to worship you.
特别感谢主，就是我自己能够放假回来，跟教会再次讲道。
Especially that Pastor Chu can now come back and share the gospel with the church.
求主预备我们的心。
We ask that you prepare our hearts.
让我们的眼睛看见主耶稣怎么行这些神迹。
So that we will see how Jesus performed all these miracles.
愿意主耶稣再次感动我们每一个人。
May the Lord Jesus once again touch every one of our hearts.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to a prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
最近呢，有帮助一个中学生去申请大学的事情。
Recently, I helped a high school student to apply for college.
那么我先问他，你计划将来选哪一个专业呢？
So I asked him, what kind of profession are you thinking about selecting in the future?
那么他想来想去以后呢，他觉得他最有可能的 major 呢，就是金融。
So he thought about it a little back and forth.And he finally decided the major he wants to go into is finance.
那么最后我们找到适合的大学，我们就在网站上面申请了。
So after we found the appropriate school, so we apply online.
那你在申请的时候呢，他有一条问题问你，你将来的专业是 major 是什么
？So during the application process, one of the questions they ask is what kind of a career you want to pursue in the future.
那么这个同学呢，无论如何呢，他都不愿意填下去。
So the student, regardless of what it is, he didn't want to put that down.
我就问他，你已经告诉我你将来就是希望选金融了，为什么你不写下去呢？
So I asked him, you already said to me that you wanted to pursue finance, and well, how come you didn't want to put it down?
他就无论如何都不填，就是把他空白就算了。
So he didn't want to put it down, so he wanted to leave a blank.
最后这个同学走了。
So after the student left,
那么我 Audrey 就告诉我一个事情。
So then Audrey told me this.
就是呢，他说现在的人呢，他不愿意做承诺。
So
make commitment.
Oh.So the today's world, people don't want to make commitment.
我想起其实我们这个年代的人也是一样的，其实。
So I thought about this generation of ours is also the same thing.
我从前有些同学呢，他的条件很好的。
So in the past, I have students who have very good qualification.
我的意思就是他女朋友很多很多的。
So what I meant is actually he has a lot of girlfriends.
但是他们就是不愿意结婚。
So but regardless, he didn't want to get married.
同样因为他们怕做一个终身的承诺。
So in the same way, they are afraid to make a lifetime commitment.
耶稣呼召人的时候呢，做他的门徒，其实就是要他们做一个终身的承诺。
So when Jesus called these people, what he wanted to do is ask them to make a lifetime commitment.
因为他说你要天天背起你的十字架跟随我。
So because he said you need to bear your cross daily then follow me.
所以耶稣是要求人把他的生命交托在主的手里。
So Jesus asked people to leave the life with, and then make that commitment to him.
那这个是一个很高的一个要求啊。
This is a very tough requirement.
你怎么去说服一个人去这样子做？
How do you convince somebody to do this?
马太用的方法就是写下马太福音。
The way that Matthew did it is actually he wrote down the book of Matthew.
他把耶稣的用耶稣的生平来证明耶稣的身份。
So he used Jesus' life to prove about his who Jesus is.
那如果你看过四卷福音书的时候，
If you have read through the four gospels,
你会发觉呢，其实马太写马太福音的时候呢，它不是顺序这样子写的。
So you discover that when the book of Matthew was written, he didn't really follow things chronologically.
他是把同类的东西 编辑在一起。
So he actually grouped the things that are very similar to one another together.
那你看呢？马太福音开始的时候呢，是记载耶稣的家谱。
So when you see that when the book of Matthew in the beginning it records Jesus' genealogy.
这是用来证明耶稣就是旧约所预言的救主弥赛亚。
This is to prove that Jesus is the Messiah that the Old Testament foretold.
之后呢，他跳30年到耶稣出来传道了。
So then he jumped through over 30 years and how Jesus came out for this ministry.
耶稣出来的时候，他就说天国近了。
So when Jesus came out, he said the kingdom of heaven is near.
为什么天国近了？你有没有想过这个问题？
Have you ever stopped and think about how come the kingdom of heaven is near?
因为天国的君王已经来到这个世界了。
Because the king of heaven is already on this earth.
马太福音5-7呢，就是我们所讲的登山宝训。
So the Matthew 5 to 7 is about the Sermon on the Mount.
这个是讲到告诉我们天国有什么特点。
And this to tell us what the special characteristics that the kingdom of heaven has.
它的子民是怎么样的。
What is the people in the kingdom of heaven is like?
律法的真正的解释是怎么样。
What is the true meaning of the law?
Now,到耶稣讲完这篇道以后呢，到7的28-29，圣经就说，耶稣讲完这些话，众人就稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们镇上有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
So when Jesus had finished all these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching because he taught as one who had authority and not as the teacher of the law.
换句话说呢，当时其实有很多人接受耶稣的教训。
In other words, there are many who received Jesus' teaching.
但是呢，耶稣不是要人同意他。
But Jesus didn't necessarily want people to agree with him.
他耶稣是要人去跟随他。
But Jesus wanted people to follow him.
所以呢，我想这个也是我们今天讲到的一个目的。
And it's also, this is one of the purpose of preaching this morning.
就是我不是要你同意耶稣。
And that is, I don't necessarily need you to agree with Jesus.
我要你就是跟随耶稣。
I want you to follow Jesus.
那马太呢，讲完耶稣的讲道以后呢，他就转到耶稣所做的事情，就是他的神迹。
So after Matthew finished describing Jesus' preaching,It turned to how Jesus, what kind of miracles that Jesus had done.
那如果你看呢，马太把10神迹，塞在8-9里面。
So you see that Matthew grouped 10 miracles in chapter 8 and 9, in these two chapters.
10神迹你可以把它分作三组。
So there are all these 10 miracles, you can group them into three groups.
我们今天呢要从看第一组，就是第一节到17。
So the today we want to look at the first group that is in verse 1-17.
那如果你看把三个神迹一同看的时候呢，你会发觉呢有一些重复的主题会常常出现的。
So if you look at all three miracles together, you'll see a recurring theme.
这个就是好像我们唱诗歌的时候呢，有一个旋律，它会重复的一样。
So that's like when we're singing hymns, there's a theme that we repeat over and over again.
这个就是马太用来说服我们做主门徒的原因。
So this is how Matthew wanted to convince us what it's like to be the followers of Jesus Christ.
所以现在让我们去找出这个理由，为什么我们要跟随耶稣。
So let's take a look at the reason why do we want to follow Jesus.
我们先来看第一个神迹。
Let's take a look at the first miracle.
就是耶稣治好这个麻风病的病人。
And that is how Jesus healed the leper.
8-2讲到耶稣下山有许多人跟随他，有一个长大麻风的来拜他说，主若肯必能叫我洁净。
So Matthew 1 and 2 tells us that when Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him, and men with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean.
那这个麻风病人所讲这句话，你有没有想过是什么意思？
So when, with this,、what this leper said, have you stopped and think about what this means?
他不是怀疑耶稣肯不肯。
So it's not like he can doubt, he was doubting whether or not Jesus was able to.
他是讲到只要耶稣愿意，那么我的麻风病就会好。
He said, Lord, if you are willing, then my leprosy will be healed.
你知道在圣经里面，在旧约里面，这个年代啊，就是从前的年代了，麻风病是一个不治之病。
So you see in the, in the Old Testament generation, this is, the leprosy is something that cannot be healed.
旧约里面有一个故事，就是乃曼将军呢去找以色列皇，希望他医好他的麻风病。
So there is actually a story, King Naaman actually go ask the king of Israel to ask him to help him heal his leprosy.
那你看这个王怎么回答？他说：“我岂是神呢？能使人死，使能活人活？这人仅打发人来叫我治好他的麻风病，大麻风。”
So this is how he replied: "Am I God? Can I kill and bring back to life? Why does this fellow send someone?" To me, to be cured of this leprosy.
在当时的人看来，能够治好麻风病，只有神，的帮忙才可以发生的。
So the view of that time is that the one who only the one who can heal him is really God.
所以这个麻风病人去找耶稣讲去这句话的时候，他是承认耶稣有这个权柄。
So when this leper came and looked for Jesus, he recognized that Jesus had this authority.
为什么耶稣有治好麻风病这个权柄呢？
How come Jesus has this authority to be able to heal the leprosy?
因为他就是神。
Because he is God.
这个病人他知道耶稣就是神。
This patient knows that Jesus is God.
这个就是马太给我们的回答，为什么我们要做主的门徒啊？
And this is how Matthew responds to and actually teach us why we should be Jesus' disciple.
因为耶稣有权呢。
Because Jesus has all the authority.
他是神。
He is God.
你有没有想过，当我们承认耶稣是神的时候，其实背后是什么意思啊？
Have you stopped and think when we say that we recognize God has authority, what is the meaning behind that?
神就是比人高啊。
And God is above all men.
因为神是至高无上。
Because God is actually higher than anything else.
所以当圣经说耶稣是神的时候，
So when the scripture says Jesus is God,
那么就是说他是创造这个世界。
And that is to say he created heaven and earth.
他拥有万有。
So he has everything and all things.
这个也包括你跟我。
And that includes you and I.
所以神耶稣是有权去管理我们的生命。
So Jesus has the authority to control our life.
我们也有这个责任去听从耶稣。
We also have this responsibility to listen to Jesus.
因为耶稣是神。
Because Jesus is God.
我发觉很多人其实他拒绝信耶稣的原因呢，不是因为他们是一个无神论的一个人。
Because I see that a lot of people deny God, not that they are atheists.
其实他们不愿意去信耶稣的原因是因为他不愿意让主耶稣去管理他的生命。
So the reason why he didn't want to be under Jesus because he didn't want to God Jesus to control his life.
他觉得信了耶稣之后呢，他的生命就是很大的约束。
They think that after they believe receive Jesus, their life would be filled with burden.
但是呢，这个麻风病人没有这样子想。
So, but the leper did not think that way.
他相信耶稣是神。
He believed that Jesus is God.
所以他谦卑的去求耶稣。
So he humbly and then come before God and ask him.
八章三节里面呢，耶稣就回答说。我肯，你洁净了。
In Matthew 8:3, and Jesus said, "I am willing, be clean."
但 但是他讲这句话之前呢，第三节就讲耶稣伸手摸他。
But before he said that, he says Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man.
那我想呢，这个病人呢，这个麻风病人，当时一定很惊奇。
So I would think that this leper at that time was very shocked.
因为他一定是很久很久没有人摸他。
Because for the longest time, no one has probably ever touched him.
我形容呢，麻风病呢是一个六亲不认的一个病。
So I would describe a leper is no one from your any of your relatives who would even recognize or accept you.
那你知道呢，在圣经里面规定啊，如果你是麻风病的时候，你必须要跟人隔离。
So you see in the scripture it tells us that if you have leper, you have to be separated from anyone else.
还有呢，当你走在外面的时候啊。圣经旧约圣经要求他们的衣服要撕裂，要蓬头散发，蒙着上唇，喊叫说不洁净了，不洁净了。
In the Old Testament, they were told that they must wear torn clothes, let the hair be unkept, cover the lower part of their face, and cry out, unclean, unclean.
因为呢，麻风病是一个传染的一个病。
Because leprosy is something that's contagious.
所以呢，没有人会愿意去摸他们。
So because therefore no one wants to touch him.
如果你看路加福音里面记载同一个神迹的时候，路加是一个医生呢，他说这个人是长满了大麻风。
So if you go back and look at the book of Luke, Luke was a doctor, so he described this leprosy, actually he was, his whole body is full of leprosy.
所以一定是一个很恐怖的一个情形来的。
So the situation must be really horrifying.
所以当耶稣摸他的时候，他一定很惊奇。
So when Jesus touched him, he must be totally shocked.
这个就是为什么呢？我说呢，麻风病是一个六亲不认的一个病。
And therefore, that's why I say that leprosy is something that none of your relatives would recognize or even accept you.
我小的时候呢，我爷爷呢，就是我祖父呢，常常照顾我们的。
So when I was young, my grandfather, my father's side, he cares us all the time.
但是呢，当我大概，我记得可能我两三岁的时候呢，有一天我爷爷就不见了。
So I remember when I was 2 or 3 years old, my grandfather disappeared.
那么有两个人来到我们的家，就是叫我们平常要怎么小心我们的就是健康啊，这些事情。
And two persons came to us and asked and told us need to be really be able to careful with our personal hygiene every day.
那么，但是我爷爷呢，会可能过一两年的时候会回家一次哦。
So my grandfather would come back home every 2 years or so.
但是呢，他回家的时候呢，我爸爸会告诉我，你不要进他的房间。
So when he came back, my father would tell me, don't enter his room.
我一直都不知道为什么。
For the longest time, I didn't know what that was all about.
直到呢，我十多岁，十三、十四岁的时候。
And until I was about 13 or 14.
那么，因为我去教会开始读圣经了。
So because I went to the church and started reading the Bible.
那么跟我姐姐谈起来，就是耶稣这些神迹啊。
So I was talking to my sister about all these miracles that Jesus had.
那么就谈起大麻风这个病了。
And I talk about leprosy.
那么我姐姐才告诉我，你不知道我们爷爷生麻风病吗？
Then my sister would tell me, didn't you know that my grandfather has leprosy?
那这个我们现在还好，但是我告诉你这个原因就是，年到我现在这个年代的时候，如果你家里面有一个亲人患麻风病的时候，其实所有其他人呢都不愿意跟你接触的。
So even to up to today, and in, you know, in our whole household, if someone in a household has leprosy, no one else wants to even come close to you.
当然现在的医院很好了，我爷爷后来就跑过来，那么他不会来跟我们吃住了。
So of course, the modern medicine is much better now. So at the end, my grandfather came back and lived with us.
但是耶稣的年代不是这样子。
So this is not the same way in the time of Jesus.
你有没有想过为什么耶稣要摸这个病人？
So have you ever stopped and think why Jesus want to touch this leper?
其实他不摸他也可以医好他的。
So, but you know, he didn't have to touch him to heal him.
这个就是马太给我们第二个原因，为什么我们要跟随耶稣。
And this is the second reason Matthew told us why we need to follow Jesus.
因为耶稣爱你。
Because Jesus loves you.
耶稣不但只有权去管理你的生命。
Not only did Jesus have the authority to control our lives.
没有人爱你好像耶稣一样。
No one can love you like Jesus.
我长大以后呢，就明白中国人一句话。
After I've grown up, I can understand a phrase that we Chinese use all the time.
有句话叫人情冷暖啊。
You know, and that is about the human human relationship can be cold and hard.
嗯，我来美国的时候是念电脑的。
So when I came to U.S., I studied computer science.
明大的电脑呢，有六个不同的方向 ，six tracks.
So in the U of M computer science department, there are six different tracks.
那当时我第一个选择，当时呢是希望走这个 biomedical 生物工程的这生物医学的这个方面。
So when I first looked at this, I wanted to go follow the biomedical track.
那么呢，明大就会要求你受两科chemie 就是生化化工科两科。
So the department will require you to take two chemical engineering classes.
他要你受的不是这些刚开始的，是我们说这些 senior class， 就是比较高级后期的班。
他要还是不要？
So
they what they require you is actually a fairly senior level chemical engineering class.
所以我去了，上完第一堂。
So, after I went after the first class,
我从来没有这个化工的背景的嘛。
I've never had any chemical engineering background.
根本上不知道这个教授在讲什么。
So I had no idea what the professor was talking about.
好不容易做完第一个功课。
It was so tough to even finish the first homework.
那么第二堂。又来了。
So the second class, there came the second class.
完全不知道他在讲什么。
I was totally clueless.
那么我就去找这个教授。
So I went to go to this professor.
我告诉他我的情形，就是其实我是念电脑，只是我们要求我们受两课你们的课。
So I told him actually I'm actually studying computer science for me to take these two required class.
我就问教授你可以怎么帮忙我呢
So I asked the professor, how can you help me?
你知道教授的反应是怎么
Do you know how the professor reacted?
他问了一条问题以后他就笑一笑
So I asked a question and then smile
他的意思就是我没有什么可以帮忙你啊
In other words, he had nothing that he can do to help me
你解决不了的问题，你解决不了问题是你的问题，不是我的问题。
So if you cannot resolve these problems, it's your problem.
你找我干什么
well, ？Why are you coming to look for me？
所以当时呢，我的一个感受就是，我觉得没有人爱我。
So at that time, I felt like nobody loves me.
我想到最爱我的人呢，就是我妈妈。
So I thought.The one who loves me the most is my mother.
但是我再想下去的时候，我发觉就是找妈妈也没用啊，她不懂这些东西啊。
So I thought actually, even if I go look for my mother, there's no way she can help me. She didn't know these things.
她没有这个能力啊。
She did not have the ability.
但是你知道耶稣不一样。
So you see that Jesus is different.
他不但爱你
，Not only does he love you，
他有这个权柄啊
，He has the authority，
他有这个能力啊
，He has the ability，
他愿意去帮助你
，He's willing to help you。
第二个神迹呢，是耶稣治好这个百夫长的仆人。
The second miracle is that Jesus heals the centurion's servant。
那如果你是一个犹太人的时候，你看这个故事，你就明白当中的矛盾。
So if you're Jews, then you can recognize the controversy or paradox at the situation.
百夫长是一个罗马的将军。
The centurion is a Roman officer.
虽然他地位很高
，even though His authority is very high.
但是他是一个外邦人呢，他不是一个犹太人呢。
He's a Gentile. He's not a Jew.
那他家里面有一个患了瘫痪的仆人。
So he had a servant who was paralyzed.
路加福音里面讲到他快要死了。
In the book of Luke, it tells us that he's about to die.
所以我想呢，这个白夫长就没有办法把这个人带到耶稣面前了。
So you see that there is no way for this centurion to bring this patient to Jesus.
所以他只好自己去找耶稣。
So he went to look for Jesus himself.
但是问题是这样子。
So the problem is this.
犹太人进外邦人的家，这个是不合理的。
So it is unreasonable for a Gentile to enter a Jew's home.
这个就是彼得在《使徒行传》里面曾经讲到这句话，他要去哥利楼的家之前呢，他就讲这句话了。
So this is what Peter said when he before he needed to go see Cornelius in the book of Acts.
那不是说他犹太人进外邦人是犯了律法。
It's not like is a Gentile to enter a Jew's home is a violate the law?
但是你一定会给你的犹太人的这些犹太人的批评。耶稣如果真的是这样子做的时候，犹太人一定会批评他。
So if indeed he is doing that, for Jesus to enter a Gentile's home, the Jews would criticize him.
但是第七节里面呢，耶稣说：“我去医治他。”
But in verse 7, Jesus said, "Shall I come and heal him?"
那如果你看中文跟英文呢，它的翻译上面你会看见有一个分别的。
So you see that there's a difference in translation between Chinese and English.
因为在原文里面呢，的“我”这个字呢是有加强语气的，特别加强语气的。
So but the original text there's an emphasis on the word "I."
所以呢，有人明白这句话，可能就是耶稣是有一个问题的方法。你说我要去医治他。
So in this sentence, it's almost like Jesus had a sense of actually questioning, say, I go heal him?
而且耶稣是一个肯定的，你也可以明白简直了解，就是耶稣说我自己去医治他。
So in other words, there's some sense of affirmative sense that Jesus said, I will go heal him.
所以两个都有这可能。
So these are all both possible translations.
所以无论如何呢，你明白耶稣当时的是是站在一个很困难的情形底下。
So you see, Jesus was left in a very peculiar situation.
但是呢，路加福音告诉我们，耶稣最后还是决定要出发要医好这个人呢。
So but you see that in the book of Luke that Jesus wanted to depart and actually wanted to heal this man.
所以马太在第二个神迹里面呢，他重复了之前的一个主题。
So in a way, Matthew in the second miracle, he again emphasized the whole theme over again.
就是耶稣爱你。
That is Jesus loves you.
虽然这个白夫长呢是在以色列人的诸约以外的一个人，但是耶稣还是爱他。
Because even though the centurion is out of the scope of what Jesus had to offer, but Jesus still loved him.
那白夫长明白耶稣的困难。
So the centurion recognized Jesus' dilemma.
所以呢，他就在第九节里面这样子说。
So therefore, he actually in verse 8 and 9, he says this.
他说：“主啊，你到我舍下，我不敢当。只要你说一句话，我的仆人就必好了。”因为我在人的权下也有兵在我以下，对这个说去他就去，对哪个说来他就来，对我的仆人说你做这事他就做这事。
So the centurion said, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. For I am myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one go and he goes, and that one come and he comes. I say to my servant do this and he does it.
耶稣在马太在这个故事里面重复另外一个主题呢，就是耶稣有权。
And then again, Matthew emphasized this another second theme again, and that is Jesus has authority.
耶稣的权力的表现就是在他所讲的话里面。
The manifestation of How Jesus' authority come about is what he come about and what he said.
好像在郡里面的郡令一样，耶稣长出去。
And that is almost in, within the army when the, he just, like the centurion said, go and then it would happen.
在美国里面呢，现在统计，说呢，有70%的人呢，他说耶稣是他的神。
So within in the U.S., there, with the other survey, over 70% of the people here and say that Jesus is their Lord.
但是我想一个问题，就是呢，美国人里面呢，包括我们自己，有多少人是听耶稣的旨意的呢
？So, but all these people in the U.S., including us, and that is how many people would actually listen to Jesus' instructions?
很多人就是在口头上面说主啊主啊。
A lot of people would say Lord, Lord.
但是当我们做决定的时候，我们有没有想到我们的主呢
？So, but when we come about when we time to make decision, do we actually recognize Jesus as our Lord?
好像我们使用金钱、使用时间、选择朋友、选择工作、选择你的婚姻的时候，你有没有问过耶稣的旨意是怎么样
？And just like when you how you use your money, how you use your time, how you select your career, have you actually thought that Jesus is your Lord?
所以有人形容。虽然美国70%的人说他们是基督徒，但是其实很多人他们有人形容是一个 practical atheist， 就是实质上是一个无神论的一个人。
So even though 70% of the people in the U.S. claim they're Christians, but most of them are actually what we consider to be a practical atheist.
当时的犹太人其实也是一样。
The Jews at the time, in a way, is the same way.
他们嘴上面呢是说自己是信神的。
So with their lips, they say they believe in God.
但是他生活上面却不遵守神的诫命。
But in their life, they did not follow God's teaching.
所以耶稣在11-12节里面预言一个事情。
So in verse 11 and 12, Jesus predicts his following.
他说呢，将来呢，很多其实就是外邦人呢，进到天国里面。
And then he would say that many, and including Gentiles, would come into the kingdom of heaven.
但是十二节他讲到，唯有本国的子民，就是犹太人呢，仅被赶到外边的黑暗里去，在那里必要哀哭切齿了，因为。
So but the subjects that is the Jews of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
也是犹太人，就是口头上面说他信神。
These Jews would what they say is that they would they believe in Jesus.
但是呢，在平常的生活里面，他们不会听神的话。
But in daily life, they would not follow God's words.
第二个故事，第二个神迹里面呢，有一个新的主题出现了。
In the second story, the second miracle, and there's a new theme emerges.
这个就是讲到人的信心。
And that is only that is man's faith.
讲到了，只要人相信，你就得到神的祝福。
And that is only all you have to do is have faith, and then you can receive God's best blessings.
第十节里面呢，耶稣听见这个百夫长的回答的时候，他就稀奇，对跟从他的人说：“我实在告诉你们，这么大的信心，就是在以色列中，我也没有遇见过。”
And then when Jesus heard the centurion's reply, he said he was amazed and said to those following him, "Truly, I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith."
你知道在福音书里面四卷福音书里面耶稣只有两次表达他很稀奇
So did you see that in the entire four gospels there are two times when Jesus expressed that he was surprised
第一次就是这个故事百夫长的信心这个事情
The first time is about the story of the centurion
第二个就是马可福音6:6耶稣稀奇他家乡里面的人不相信他。
And the second time is in Mark 6:6, and saying only the people from his own village would not even believe him.
所以你可以说，如果你想神稀奇， 就看你的信心是怎么样了。
So that is if you want to actually God to be surprised, that is really depend on your faith.
我们的信心完全决定我们得到或者得不到神的祝福。
Our faith determines whether or not we can receive God's blessings.
这个也是为什么我们要跟随耶稣的原因呢？
And that is the same reason why we needed to follow Jesus.
你要进到神的国，成为他的子民，唯一的要求就是你的信心呢。
So you want to enter the kingdom of heaven and become his people, the only thing you need to do is have faith.
你不需要有什么关系，不需要是一个很有钱的人，你都可以跟随耶稣。
You don't need to have any other relationship. You don't need to be, have, the only reason, the only thing you need to have is a faith.
甚至你不是一个犹太人，你是一个外邦人，好像我们中国人，你都可以成为神的子民。
So the point that you don't even need to be a Jew, you can, for us like Chinese who are Gentiles, we can also can receive Jesus' blessing.
这个就是在耶稣预言呢，将来有很多人被很多外邦人会在天国里面。
And that is how Jesus foretells that a lot of Gentiles will be in the kingdom of heaven.
还有呢，耶稣因为这个百夫长的信心的时候呢，他说，十三节里面他说，你回去吧，照你的信心给你成全了。
And that is for the same reason that Jesus said to the centurion, go, let it be done, just as you believed it.
最后一个神迹呢，是在就是耶稣医好很多的人。
So the last...miracle is actually Jesus healed a lot of people.
这个是十四节到十七节。
And that is in verse 14 to 17.
事情的开始是耶稣来到彼得的家。
As the story goes in the beginning, and when Jesus entered Peter's home,
这彼得的岳母呢就因为发烧躺在床上。
And Peter's mother-in-law was because she had a fever, she was lying in bed.
那你会发觉在这个故事里面呢没有人求耶稣做什么的。
So you see in this story, nobody asked Jesus to do anything.
是耶稣主动的去摸彼得岳母的手，那么就治好他了。
So but Jesus took the initiative to touch Peter's mother-in-law's hand, and it was healed.
对这个神迹里面也是提醒我们，耶稣爱我们。
So this story also reminds us that Jesus loves us.
其实我们每一个基督徒都可以向这些还没信耶稣的人做见证。
So every one of us can be like Jesus actually to share the gospel with others.
战争一个事情是什么呢？就是很多时候我们还没祷告的时候呢，神已经主动去帮助我们了。
And to witness one thing is that even though before we pray, Jesus already took the initiative to help us.
我们很多时候担心呢，信了耶稣是不是很亏本呢？
So a lot of times we worry, even after Jesus, are we going to lose our lot? Because we have to be subjected to Jesus' sovereignty.
但是要了解啊，耶稣是爱你的一个人啊。
But you have to recognize that Jesus is the one who loves you.
他所有的旨意都是为了你好的。
So all his wills, it's all what he wanted to do is all for to make to have our well-being in mind.
所以怎么可能是一个亏本的事情？
So how can it be something that is something we're going to lose our lot?
彼得的岳母医好以后呢，有很多人在晚上的时候呢，就来找耶稣治病。
So after Peter's mother-in-law was healed, a lot of people and at the night actually come and look for Jesus to ask him to heal them.
马太记载呢，无论是被鬼附或者是一切的病，耶稣都可以一句话就把他们医好了。
So even Matthew recorded that even demon possessed, all Jesus had to do is one sentence, they are healed.
所以马太是告诉我们，耶稣是有权的，有权柄的。
So Matthew told us that Jesus has the authority.
到十七节呢，是马太给这一段的一个结论。
So in verse 17 is Matthew is coming to a conclusion.
十七节里面呢，说这是要认认先知以赛亚的话，说他代替我们的软弱，担当我们的疾病。
In verse 17, it says, this is fulfilled what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and bore our diseases.
马太告诉我们,
Matthew told us, this is the Messiah that the Old Testament foretold.
如果你去看以赛亚书的时候，他会有更详细的讲到这个咒诅弥赛亚，他是怎么担当我们的软弱跟疾病的。
So if you go read the book of Isaiah, it would continue to tell us a lot more about how he took up our infirmities and bore our diseases.
其实他的方法就是牺牲自己代替我们。
His method is to sacrifice himself in our place.
把人从罪里面赎出来。
Redeem man through our sin.
你有没有想过我们今天所面对的疾病、痛苦、甚至死亡，它根本的来源是哪里来的？
So have you ever stopped and think about the source of all our disease and pain and suffering? Where is the source?
其实就是人犯罪以后才发生。And
that is actually after man's sin that happens.
因为人犯罪以后，神跟人就分开了。Because
after man's sin, man and God are separated.
神跟人不能沟通。Man
and God cannot have a communion.
还有神必须要惩罚这些犯罪的人。And
also, God also needed to punish those who sin.
所以我们生活在这个世界里面，就没有人神带领以下，就面对很多痛苦的事情呢。So
in the world that we live without God's guidance, that's why we live in a lot of pain.
但是耶稣来，他的目的就是要除去人的罪。But
Jesus came, his purpose is to remove man's sin.
只要我们相信的时候，我们就可以得到。So
when we actually have the faith, we can receive all this blessing.
所以马太就是劝我们，我们要相信耶稣啊。So
Matthew is trying to tell us you need to have the faith in Jesus.
他为了我们赎罪。He
redeemed our sin for us.
我们要做他的门徒啊。We
need to be his disciples.
因为他有权呢。Because
he has the authority.
因为他爱你啊。Because
he loves us.
因为只要你相信，你就可以得到了。Only
that you have faith, then you can receive all this.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's bow our head, pray.
现在主，我为到今天在听到的 每一位交托在主手里。
Dear Lord, we lift up everyone who listen in your hand.
因为我们都很担心，如果我们跟随耶稣以后，我们会发生什么事情。
Because we worry a lot when we follow Jesus, what would happen.
但是我希望通过今天
Through these three miracles that we hear, I ask that we encourage us so that we can put our life to be controlled, to be guided by Jesus.
如果有这样子的人，求主鼓励他们在心里面去向神祷告，把自己的生命交托在主耶稣的手里面。
If there is such a person, we ask that you actually pray in your heart to lift up our life in Jesus' hand. Because we know that Jesus will save you. Because he is the one who was foretold in the Old Testament. Because of our sin, he died on the cross. Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
We have a God that is love, and he has authority, and as long as we believe, we will be saved.
Thank you.
Please be seated.
现在我请Simon Huang跟我们报告一下有一个特别的活动。
Minister Simon Huang will come and have a special announcement.
So,
is this on?
A few weeks ago, someone asked a question. How should Christians respond to what's going on in Syria and in Iraq?
So, 几个星期前有一个人问我我们怎么样对中东那个所发生的事情我们叫什么的应该怎么样的反应呢
And I really don't have a great answer for that.
是 So, 我对我来讲没有什么好的答案
The book of Hebrews calls us to identify with those who are suffering.
So, 在希伯来书里面告诉我们我们应该与所受苦的人认同
Remember those who are in prison as though in prison with them and those who are mistreated since you are in the body
So 好像在监狱里面跟他们同样的可以认同然后还有那个受苦的也是这样
So in those areas of the world thousands of people have been killed
在中东这个地方很多人几千上万的人已经被杀了
and millions are displaced
几百万的人都是从他们的家给赶出来
majority of the people suffering are Muslims
大部分人都是回教徒
but they explicitly target Christians
但是他们把特别针对这个基督徒
and we need to pray for them
我们需要为他们祷告
but in some ways we don't know how to pray for them
但是另外一方面好像我不懂得怎么样去为他们祷告
we don't understand what they go through.
我们也不明白他们现在受的难是怎么样
So on November 18th
在10月18号
We're going to have an all night event
我们会有一个一天晚上的节目
From 10 p.m. till Saturday morning 8:30
从在晚上十点钟到早上八点半
And during this time we will go to the barn
在这个时间我们去那个 barn 里面
So and we will sleep on the floor overnight
我们在会在晚上睡在地上
And we will eat some of the foods that they may eat
我们会吃一些他们会吃的东西
And we will discuss ways we can pray for them and watch videos on how what's going on hear some of the stories
So 我们会看一些video 看看可以经历他们所经历到的
and we may write letters or find ways to pray for them better
我 我们可以也写信，也懂得怎么样去跟他们替他们祷告。
It's not like a locking, but it's kind of fun. It's going to be a place where it's going to be a little bit uncomfortable, so we can understand what they're going through better.
这个不是好像普通的过夜，这个他们很多玩的事情，但是所以我们是这个可能有一点不舒服的。
If you look at the list, there's one thing that's kind of interesting. Pick three things to bring out of this list.
So, 假如说你看到那个。全单那个里面，你只要可以拿其中三样东西。
So maybe somebody may bring toothbrush and toothpaste, but other people may choose to bring sleeping bags,
so
jackets to stay warm at night.
So 你可以带那个牙刷、牙膏，但是也可以带一些那个睡眠的袋、一件衣服所以你可以不会冷。
And the point of this is that.When these people are running away from persecution, they're choosing Christ, and they may not be able to choose all the material possessions.
So, 这些人当他们选做一个选择的时候，很多时候他们选择基督不能够把其他东西也带去。
So, I want you to consider joining us on November 18th.
所以我要求你们考虑跟我们一起在11月18号。
It's going to be a sacrifice on your part. You're going to be uncomfortable.
所以对你来讲也是一种牺牲，你会可能不会很舒服。
But hopefully this will give us a taste of what other people are going through, so we can pray for them and love them more.
但是经过这个，我们希望你可以经历到他们所经历的，可以继续怎么样去为他们祷告。
It's because we're one body.
因为我们是一个身体。
So prayfully consider joining us if you can, and let me know. You can do it by email, phone call, or just a message, so we can plan for how many people, how much food.
So, 我们要求你跟我们考虑跟我们一起跟三门知道你假如你会来的话可以所以他也要说准备。
Okay.
谢谢。
现在我希望欢迎第一次来的朋友。
Now I'd like to welcome those who are here for the first time.
如果有的请你站起来介绍自己。
So, if you're here, someone who's here for the first time, I ask you to rise to introduce yourself.
没有啊，除了我自己以外都没有。
Other than the Pastor Chu, there's no one else.
有很多的报告的事情呢，希望大家去留意啦。
There are many announcements we ask you to pay attention.
下个礼拜是我们每月一次的午餐，希望大家留下来。
So next Sunday is our monthly luncheon. We ask you to stay behind.
也有是又是第二个礼拜呢，我们有5分钟给大家分享见证的机会，在崇拜。